Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here for our weekly review of what's going on America's family farms, with updates on important aspects of family farming, with news and interviews, people that are trying to help us all save this important facet of American life. I start in my news segment with the case of the wandering chickens. This is something that may seem a little bit silly. Maybe there's a bit of naivete involved in this, but the story of a chicken dispute between neighbors here in Massachusetts, where I am, regarding the raising of poultry, more particularly roosters. This is a residential setting in a Worcester County community called North Brookfield, which is pretty much the center of the state. A lot of agriculture there, a lot of farms, but it's also a suburban area where a lot of people are moving in. They have an acre or two of land. So there are two people fighting about noise and actually the ownership and handling of chickens in a suburban area. The defendants were in this one area, the one part of the community, for 24 years. Their house is on a lot that's about an acre near the center of town. It's a residential zoned area. They do have permits for chickens for commercial purposes. So the people that are in this house have been raising poultry, hens and roosters, for a number of years. They are contained in a fenced-in area. The chickens are show chickens, which are entered into contests, town fairs, that sort of thing. The show chickens have been awarded a number of awards, and they've made money when they've been out showing them. The defendants have 100 chicken on the property, 100 different chickens, and they have a half a dozen roosters that crow. We all know, those of us who have chickens, I have them on my farm, and the roosters are always making a lot of racket. And the folks who own this farm, this property, stated that they have a total of 8 roosters, in fact. 4 of them are adults. I'm getting into the weeds a little bit here, but basically, the contention was that roosters crow at all hours of the day and night. Yep, we know that. And because the noise is a nuisance, says the neighbor, I want it to stop. Well, one of the clever things that the neighbors, that the people who are the plaintiffs here, people being sued, they cite the right to farm bylaw in Massachusetts and the statute that doesn't afford protections against nuisance claims. That is, the right to farm bylaw says that farmers are going to make noise, make smells, and they're protected because they're farms. And so these people who own the chickens, they did some studying, and they did some reviewing, and they did some testing. So they found out that the crowing of a rooster is not as loud as a barking dog's noise. And the roosters routinely don't crow necessarily during the day, although mine do. Mine are out there making racket all the time. But, you know, it's okay. So it's in the morning or it's at night. Anyway, they claim that they are within the farming statute and they're within the law. So they go through this whole mechanism. It's a 2-page decision, comes from the judge. The Board of Health gets involved in this. The Massachusetts Right to Farm Act. Most states, I think, are now following in suit. If they're big ag states, they probably have this. And if they aren't, they should have it. Every state should have a Right to Farm Act, which bars nuisance actions resulting from the general operation of the farm or any related activities, which was the clue here. That was the key. At any rate, the bottom line was, after the trial, the judge said, based on the right to farm statute and zoning bylaw, the court finds that the plaintiff has not shown that it is a problem Raising of poultry for the purpose of show chickens appears to be protected as a farming activity. The farming definition is very broad. They earn a little bit of income from the endeavor, but the law is clear. Farmers and the growing of animals is something that is protected. And the roosters don't do irreparable harm to the neighbors. So basically, the neighbor was sent packing. But I thought the judge's final statement was, based on the foregoing information, the motion for a preliminary injunction is denied. Kind of reminds me of an episode from Judge Judy or the new Steve Harvey court show. Now, the Farm Aid, well, I call it the Farm Aid Bill. It isn't. Farm Aid is one thing and the Farm Bill in Congress is another. How does the new Farm Bill affect what you eat? And this is not just for farmers. This is for pretty much everybody. What is going on with the Farm Bill? Something that I have been pursuing, and I think more and more people have to know what's going on, what's part of the Farm Bill, how it's going to affect you. There is much, and it's basically time for us to all understand why the Farm Bill matters. So we're going to get to that in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise about your weight, your health, and your well-being. If you are overweight, you're feeling uncomfortable, you can't catch your breath sometimes. Let's say you got to chase some cows around the yard. What happens if they get out and you're chasing them and you're huffing and puffing because you're overweight or you're out of shape? Time for you to go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and get on to the program so that you can take these four capsules or the powder or the liquid every night before you go to bed. Works on your body to rebuild the tissue that you're losing while you're on Calitrin or some other diet. All the diets are good if they get the weight off, but how do you keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in with fabulous success. 86% of the people who use it that way have success keeping the weight off. It's stimulant-free. It's drug-free. It's just a fabulous product. So if you want to help yourself to health, go to toploss.com and see what is available here. The 90-day program is good. I just think you should get on it and stay on it because of the fact that it'll keep the weight off, help you keep that weight off. Once you lose it, yeah, that's great. But then how do you keep it off? That's where Calitrin really is a clincher, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Support for you and healthy weight loss. That's what you find at toploss.com right now because they're celebrating their 26th anniversary, going into their 27th year of being successful. All sorts of options to save money when you're buying at toploss.com. Plus, use the code Doug and you get it shipped to you free. That's a good deal as well. Check it out. Best deal is, though, you lose the weight and you keep it off. Use Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back on the American Family Farmer here to talk about the farm bill and how it affects everybody. There are, as you know, if you're a farmer, every 5 years Congress has to pass a new farm bill. The act covers a lot of complex policies, some of them really outdated. Crop insurance is in, rural development is in, food that's available to youngsters in school is part of it, the climate change thing is part of it. It affects every single thing that everyone in America eats, like it or not. So the U.S. House and Senate Agriculture Committees have been meeting with President Biden to get serious about what's going to go on in this new farm bill. I've got to focus on a nonprofit called Ag Launch. The fellow who runs it, Pete Nelson, says agriculture has been a place of commonality across the aisle, and this year it looks like that's the case, although there are arguments about what the Republicans want, what the Democrats want. There are three things to follow in the farm bill debate. Even though it's called a farm bill, the majority of this budget goes to food assistance, the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, sometimes referred to as food stamps as well. 85% of the money in the bill goes to that, and that's wrong. It ought to be separated out. It has nothing really to do with farming at all. There are other food assistance programs that are funded by the bill. Emergency Food Assistance Program, Commodity Supplement Food Program, Nutrition Assistance Program, yada, yada, yada. But again, this is not part of what affects American agriculturalists. This year, the farm bill is entangled a bit in the debt seat. We're talking about going back and forth with the Republicans and the Democrats as to where the debt ceiling is going to go. And so this is going to be an itchy point. You can't go into an ag meeting and not hear the term sustainability 15 times, said one agricultural economist from one of the land-grant colleges teaching agricultural education in our country. This administration has made the environmental conservative program top priority. Is that supposed to be part of the ag bill? In my mind, nope, it isn't. I mean, I understand how we have to be guardians and care for the land. That's very important. But to have this as every part, it's like these people eat and sleep. This is all they do. It's like a religion to them. And yeah, farmers, frankly, for the most part, especially small farmers, are protecting their land because it's their livelihood. It's the big agribusinesses, the factory farms that are abusing the climate and abusing the land, frankly. So you'd like to think the farm bill would address that. One of the problems of the farm bill is over the years, especially during the Trump era, but going back a long ways, money has gone to the wrong people for the wrong reason in the wrong states. And because the big ag people have lobbyists, they're trying to steal as much money from you and me as we pay our taxes as they can, and that ought to be taken out as well. There should be no money at all, none, zero, that goes to a big factory farm. It needs to go to the people who are in the business that I'm in and that you're in. And so Debbie Stabenow, who is the chairman of the committee objecting to moving the conservation program to the farm bill, Republicans like to see more flexibility in how farmers can use the funds or maybe not have them at all. So the debate continues. Be interesting to see what happens. But the money, as I said, should be going, and you should be lobbying with your senator and your congressman to make sure if you're a small farmer, you're getting your piece of the government money. That's the way I see it. That's the news. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
After the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with Lori Mercer, who actually works for Farm Aid. And Farm Aid has taken an interesting approach to problems that a lot of migrant workers have in our country. So, Lori, first a little bit about you. We all know, well, I hope everybody knows about Farm Aid. You have been involved in private practice, a clinician. There are things that you've seen. So how did you find Farm Aid, or did they find you?
Good question. I'd say they found me. During graduate school for agriculture about 4 years ago, I did an internship through one of the extension offices of Washington State University. Mm-hmm. And so when Farm Aid was looking for folks to fill these positions, my previous intern leader let me know about the position, and I'm just thrilled to be part of the team.
So what does the position entail? You're here to tell the story, as everybody who comes to my various radio programs. We all like to hear stories. Stories are important, connecting the dots, if you will. So connect a few of the dots for us as we get into this whole business about migrant problems, especially health problems, and how you get to people if they don't speak English.
The Farm Aid hotline team, or the hotline program, kind of arose organically since Willie had his first, you know, the first concert in 1985, which actually started the nonprofit Farm Aid.
Right.
And when the doors opened, so to speak, back in 1985, farmers just started calling the main office saying, "We need help. We're looking for this. We're looking for that." And so for a long time, our regular staff answered the phone, and then finally we were able to fund one hotline operator. Then we functioned that way for quite a long time. And then about in the 2018 Farm Bill, there was what's called FARSAN, and I can go into that more if you'd like, but basically it's a mental health support grant that was funded through the USDA, allowed us to expand to six hotline operators and managers. And so that's allowed us now to be able to extend our hours, and we're located on different places of the country now, and it's given us the capacity to really ramp up our services for helping folks. And essentially, we're available Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., to help farmers with whatever they're looking for. We've got a variety of resources. We've got over 800 organizations that we're affiliated with and are aware of to refer to on our Farmer Resource Network, which is an online tool I could tell you about. But essentially, we're really just there to support farmers and keep, especially family farmers, on the land.
Well, that's the American Family Farmer is devoted to and aimed at smaller family farmers, people who are interested, as am I, because of my own background as a farmer, the idea of having 100 acres or maybe less than that and be able to make a success out of it in an era where the big four or five ag conglomerates want to put everybody out of business. This is a tool. I want to get to the heart of the issue. By the way, several times through the course of our conversation with Lori Mercer, I'll remind you of the number for Farm Aid. It's 800-FARM-AID, 800-327-6243. That's the number. That hotline is where people can call if they want this sort of help, right, that we're going to explain here for the next few minutes?
Yes, although I will correct you. I believe it is 6246.
What did I say? 6243.
6243. My error.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. No, that's okay.
1-800-327-6243. My error.
Right.
No, I always say 1-800-FARM-AID.
All right, well, that's the easiest way to remember it for sure, 800-FARM-AID.
Yeah.
We'll talk about why that is something you should keep by. The heart of the issue is what we get to in a manner of speaking and the tools that are available. Lori Mercer is here with me from FARM-AID here on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he's optimistic that a deal will be reached to raise the government's $31 trillion debt ceiling. Leaving Camp David for Memorial Day weekend, the president said negotiators are very close to reaching a deal. Republicans are pushing for stricter work requirements for social programs like food benefits to discourage people from abusing the system. Democrats argue those benefits already have work requirements, and making them tougher would only hurt low-income families. The Treasury Department is warning the U.S. could now run out of cash to pay its bills by June 5th if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen outlined the deadline in a letter to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy yesterday. Air traffic this Memorial Day weekend is at its highest level in over 3 years. According to the TSA, they expect to screen about 10 million passengers nationwide over the holiday weekend. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
At the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're talking to Lori Mercer, who works for Farm Aid in a very specialized area. So as we've explained a little bit, and people who may not have heard the beginning of this conversation, you can go to the AmericanFamilyFarmer.com website and find not only the podcast of this, but the entire program as well. So the attention that has been brought to our country about folks. I was talking earlier to a lady who is trying to help men and women in the service who have a lot of these same problems. So now we have our attention focused on the reality of people in agriculture, farmers, farm laborers, people who work in the fishing industry. There's a lot of that. A lot of people don't know that the folks that work in the woods, that's actually considered farming as well if you're in the lumber industry. So what is the heart of the problem and the issue as we look at encountering, again, going back to the service, talking about service members who are committing suicide, a lot of suicide now in farm country as well, right?
Yes, very much so. And you probably are more aware than many of the particular challenges that family farmers and small farmers face, and you spoke to it a little bit initially about the corporate control, but what we typically find is that farmers, you know, are really working under the conditions where so much is beyond their control. Mm-hmm. So whether it's policy, you know, global trade, tariffs, you know, commodity prices, certainly climate, the weather, we're seeing storms ramp up, we're seeing droughts deepen every year. So that's a difficult thing to put your seed in the ground or, you know, have your livestock and hope by the end of the season that you've got something that you can bring to the market to bear when, again, you just don't have much influence on so many things around you, so many externalities. I think one of the other things that we're seeing quite increasingly now is just that sense of isolation that I think we're all experiencing. But for farmers, this can be particularly poignant because so many are in rural areas, and our rural communities are getting hollowed out. You know, where farmers used to look out their window.
I want to speak to that in another way, Lori, because you bring up something, once again, another tool for us to use is being attacked by the huge conglomerates. Ford and others want to take AM radio out of cars and trucks. And AM radio is what supports farmers, rural residents, that sort of thing. Most of the FM signals don't reach out into the rural areas of our country, but strong AM signals do. And so there's been a push. Ford started it, and then others making electric cars say, we're not going to put AM radios in our cars and trucks anymore because yada, yada. It was all nonsense. So there's a bill before Congress to prohibit that from happening. But as you're talking about communicating with people and how isolated they've become, this is just another example of how clueless corporate America is. And I say that in a general damning way because most of the corporations that lead in their fields are tone deaf to anything except what's going on in their business and how to make money, which is swell because these companies provide lots of jobs, lots of product, lots of business. But the other side of it is there's a human factor here that cannot be overlooked. And in this circumstance, it is information that you're trying to provide, and the lack of an AM radio in a car or a truck would just make it that much more complicated. So I don't mean to dominate the conversation, but it was an example to sort of back up what you were saying about how isolated rural America is becoming.
Yes, very much so. And one of the things that is great about FarmAid is that we're working on several fronts at one time. So one big component of our work does work very deeply in that field of policy and advocacy work and partner with some major, you know, nonprofits across the country. And the hotline, actually, if folks go online and look at the different categories that we can provide assistance in, a couple of them do address that. For instance, there are some, we do develop this network of folks that farmers can access that have to do with working with corporate power and industrial farms.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's the problem. We have this, we have the corporate problem. We have the Chinese government buying Smithfield, the pork producer, and now closing lots of plants, making it difficult for the workers to even, know where their next meal is coming from. There are all kinds of problems, and it's about disrespect. We saw during COVID how many people, youngsters and intelligent middle-aged folks, there's no food in the store. Where do I go? Instead of thinking, okay, well, there's a local farmer down the street that I heard about who's got a vegetable business, or he's got a dairy business, and go down. More of them were discovered during the pandemic. But what has brought us to this state? And this is one of the things that Willie and the Farm Aid people have been all about. They're trying to get attention and respect for the people that provide you with your sustenance. That is, without the farmers, you got no food unless you want to eat the processed crap that's coming out of the big, the agribusinesses. They're happy to give you as much processed foods as possible. But in this circumstance, the disrespect for farmers and what's going on the farm is a major American problem.
Yeah. And we just very recently were in D.C. You might have heard about it, but there was a March for Climate Change there for the Farm Bill, and Farm Aid was very deeply involved in that. And after our march, we actually got to meet with Congress folks and their staffers. I think we met with about five or six different folks about those types of issues. So that was a very gratifying experience.
Well, it's an attack on farmers and farming. This is a unique, this is unfortunately only 2% of the people in our country now feed us. But with all the things that you're outlining here, mental health issues are at the top of what is bothering a lot of people, men and women, who are on the farm. And then we have the migrants themselves, and that brings us around to talking about one of the major things to focus on, that is getting Spanish language listeners and Spanish language users who are on the farm to understand what is available for them in terms of any kind of health, mental health, physical well-being, that sort of thing. So we'll focus on that with Lori Mercer as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Back for a few more minutes with Lori Mercer, who comes to us from Farm Aid. She's in charge of a team that is trying to reach out and help people that are farmers that are having mental issues, amongst other things. But there is a whole network of help that you can get by accessing what's going on at Farm Aid. All you have to do is remember the number and dial it, 800-FARM-AID. Lori says she prefers that to telling people it's 800-327-6243. But either of those two, they're the same thing, so you can reach out. So let's talk about the Spanish language folks, the people that are on farms that don't speak English. How do they avail themselves of all this information and help?
That's why we're so proud of what's been going on the last several months, is that we now do have a Spanish hotline, which is available, and you call the same number, you'll just get routed to either English or Spanish preferences once the phone is answered. But that hotline is available between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern time, and we offer exactly the same services but with a Spanish-speaking hotline operator. And our Farmer Resource Network, which is, again, our online search tool where you can look for your own resources, has just been translated to Spanish about 2 weeks ago. So everything that's available on that network is available in Spanish now, which we're really excited about.
Well, one of the things that I think is interesting is how, because of Willie's own experiences, and then I think he shares that with the other people that are important in the farm aid world, it's John Mellencamp, it's Dave Matthews, it's Neil Young. I don't know about Margot Price. I see that that she's involved in this now, and I think, is that fairly new? I don't know that I've seen that earlier.
Yeah, she is a board member now.
Ah.
So we're thrilled to have her on board.
Right. 35 years. They've been able to raise $64 million to support programs that help farmers to survive. I'd like to think thrive would be the right word, but in many circumstances, it's just about survival as much as anything else. Do you ever get discouraged when you look at what the real problems are, Lori?
If I do, it doesn't last long. Being on the hotline, even though it's very, you know, demanding work, it's incredibly uplifting as well. So many of the producers who call us really just want to be heard. And so often we're just listening, hearing what's going on, offer what we can. But ironically, that can be a very uplifting conversation as well.
Yeah, helping people is a great cause. And it is a great way, you know, we talk about serving others, but in a way, it's good for you, too. It's good to be helpful. You know, one of the things you're pointing out, when you call that number and you mentioned East Coast, for whatever the reason, the headquarters for Farm Aid is in Boston. And I'm in Framingham, Mass., which is just outside of Boston, and I've always gotten a kick out of the fact, and I've said that to the folks at Farm Aid whenever I've had contact with them. It's very interesting. Most people would think that Farm Aid would be headquartered in a big farm state like Iowa or down in Texas or something. Not that you have to, especially these days, be any place in particular, because you get most of the information online, or you know, calling the number that you're talking about. But I just find it interesting because of all the people in all the places in the world, among the most clueless are people who live in the Boston area when it comes to farming. I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. There are three farms left in a town which was basically like most all towns in the states that were part of the original 13 were all agricultural. And now, suburbia, urban Framingham's the headquarters of Staples and Bose and TJ Maxx and a bunch of other huge international businesses. So when you go back and look at this little farm, the 114 acres that I have, and the other stuff, there's probably a total of 300 to 400 acres devoted to agriculture in our community, which, again, had 4 or 5 families in it when it was founded that were all about agriculture. And so we've forgotten it. People are amazed that there's even a farm in Framingham. They say, farm in Framingham? You have cows? They look upon me as being strange. I don't look at it being, you know, I think we need kind of a little bit more of this, but there's so much government, it's so hard. I was talking earlier about people and the issue of having chickens. If you want to have a half a dozen chickens, it's like you got to have it's like a federal case. Anyway, I want to remind people again where the resources are. If you're a farmer or you know one that you think has a real problem, a serious problem, mentally or physically, you need to talk to somebody directly or somebody, you know, who's concerned about a farmer. The folks, as Lori is explaining, are there to listen and help. Call the Farm Hotline, 800-FARM-AID, 800-327-6243. Farm Aid answers the Farm Aid Hotline, as Lori said, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Time. So if you're considering anything suicide, hopefully not, but whatever it is, you can get to them or call the National Suicide Prevention line at 800-SUICIDE as well. So, Lori, good work. Keep up the good work. Thank you for being here. Always happy to promote and help the folks at Farm Aid. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you for having me.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with my commentary, my focus on thoughts that I have as I go through my routines. And when I say routine, everything is different on the farm every day. That's what the folks who work on my farms say to me. They love it because there's so much of everything. You know, fixing tractors, fixing trucks, doing fencing, tending to the needs, the health needs of cows, fixing building. Oh, you know, it's all part of what we all do every day. And so as I look around at the subject matter, when we're talking about what's important, there are all kinds of things that are important. Everything from sunrise to sunset on the American Family Farm is important. So that we touch on all of these things. I just would remind you and encourage you, if you listen to most of these, but you miss some of the material that's on the American Family Farmer every week, you can go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and get the podcast. Some of the more recent podcasts have focused on successfully producing organic skincare products. That was an interesting conversation. These are all aimed at giving you ideas as to how to make your farm. Not every one of them is going to be for every farm, but you'll pick up a tidbit here and there as to what can be used on your farm to make it more successful. We talked about the story that this couple who moved to rural Tennessee did to produce the soap and skincare. That's the story about the organic skincare products on their farm. Talk about the Federal Milk Marketing Improvement Act and how it really isn't either of those things. It's not good for the farm and it's not an improvement. Also, there was a conversation, a good conversation about right to repair. As I get onto that, most every week I've been on it. John Deere is balking at adhering to the right to repair mandates. Duh, what a surprise. So Colorado introduced a new law that holds them to the law. So we'll see. We defined hobby farm and other types of farming in our conversation on one of the recent farm shows and the farm podcast. We also had a conversation about Fair Life, owned by Nestle's and Coca-Cola, building a huge production facility in New York that will help the dairy farmers up there. But will it really? There are a lot of things going on, and the big get bigger. You know, the business from that Secretary of Agriculture who was in with Trump said, get bigger, get out, which certainly doesn't help the small family farmer, nor is it relevant, frankly, to most of farming in America. The story of an organic family-owned farm with berries and how that is working for them this time of year and through the year. So anyway, I have lots of things, lots of thoughts. The most recent podcast has me opining about the love I have for going to farm auctions. So hear the auction story, too. All of it available at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have today congratulations to the state of Iowa, which is the latest to legalize the sale of raw milk. I've been in the raw milk business. I've been drinking raw milk all my life, and many of you have as well. So I'm sure you turn your nose up or get upset when you hear some of these arrogant characters from some of these big commercial schools that are teaching health. They'll tell you if you drink raw milk, you'll die, which, of course, is nonsense and an insult, frankly. It's all about how you take care of the cows and how you take care of the process. So the taste of the milk and the effectiveness, what it does to your body. There are raw milks that come, and I don't know if I can use that plurally, but I guess if you think about milk that comes from cows, sheep, goats, not pasteurized. So the bacteria that may be in the milk that causes illness is there because the farmer who is milking the cows is doing a lousy job of it. It's not that that unpasteurized milk is harm for you. It's the only milk that's good for you. Processed milk doesn't do a thing for you. The stuff that is of most value is the fact that it has all the ingredients that haven't been whittled out by processing. It hasn't been lasered, hasn't been microwaved, hasn't had all the flavor taken out of it, the nutrition. It isn't white water. It is real food. And so for those who would say that you have to be cautious, well, you need to know your local farmer. And with that information, you can make the right decision, hopefully, on whether to buy and drink unpasteurized milk. The right stuff is really the right stuff for you. And hopefully that'll be part of a good educational process. Help yourself to that information and all other info at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.